after Marilia talks through the points, we'll go back into general discussion.
I need to ask them if they accept, if all the PC members accept your turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good morning everybody. Afternoon actually. Depending on where you are. For the remote people, somewhere it will be morning, I'm sure. Yes. So, this is the NCSG open meeting starting. I'm Tapani Tatvainen, the chair of NCSG. And just welcome everybody. I'm not going to spend much time talking here. I'm letting our distinguished counselors and other members do most of the talking. And I'm apologies for starting a bit late. It seems that several people were having lunch and so couldn't arrive in time. But without further ado, let's go on to the first agenda item here, which is about the big thing that's been messing up with everything in ICANN the past 2 years, the CCWG accountability. Councillor Edward Morris has promised to start with that. Ed, over to you.
Thanks, Tapani. I disagree with your characterization of accountability. I think it's great, because when it's done for the first time really in world history, we could have an organization, if we do it right, that's going to be bottom-up, multi-stakeholder, running a global common resource. So I'm excited about it, even though it's been an incredibly large amount of work. We have an issue, some statements that we need to get before the GNSO Council today. So if we could take a brief detour from a general discussion, I want to turn this over to Marilia, who's our policy committee chair, to try to do something with our PC, who hopefully is at the table.
Okay, Marilia, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Tapani and Edward. The way that we're going to conduct the voting is that, for those of you that do not know, we have an informal GNSO meeting tonight in which we are supposed to advance our positions, the particular recommendations that we have issues with and that we may want to call a vote on. And this shall prepare the voting of tomorrow. So the session of the GNSO tonight is supposed to diffuse any tensions or any surprises and make sure that we arrive in the voting tomorrow in a more collaborative way. And that is why it was suggested that maybe we examine at this moment some of the statements that the councillors want to put forward tomorrow to make sure that we are all comfortable and we are on the same page. In order to do this, Edward has suggested that we hold a PC meeting inside this NCSG open meeting. But the first thing is that I would like to ask if anyone has any issues with it or if we can proceed this way. Yes, please. Mike?
This is Klaus for the record, just for logistical reasons. Where and when is the meeting tonight?
I don't know. I need to look at the schedule. This is not on schedule because it's an informal meeting and
Klaus has a point. It's an informal meeting that we're going to literally make decisions that are formal. We're basically what the GNSO leadership has asked us to do is to let them know how we intend to vote the next day so they can better arrange the schedule. I'm not sure if they've asked us for the verbiage we're going to use in support or opposition of a recommendation. Have they, or?
No, actually, they have asked two things, that we single out the recommendations that we intend to request a vote on, and that we kind of signal that to them. But I think that tomorrow, if we are going to put forward language, because they gave us the opportunity to put language that will accompany the GNSO vote. So if we are going to do that, I think that the most transparent manner is that the councillors kind of advance more or less. Maybe we don't have a fixed language yet, but the draft language that they are planning to put forward so we can discuss this language here. So I think that it would be nice if we can send to the GNSO tonight so everyone is aware. Klaus, is that what you...
Yeah, I'm confused because basically I'm against informal meetings making formal decisions. That, I think, is a bad show, and it's not transparent, and it's not in the spirit of our multi-stakeholder model.
This is a very fair point. That's why I began by asking everyone in the room how they feel. I do feel that we do not have another opportunity to discuss this if we do not discuss here. So I think that we have a reasonable quorum in terms of the members of the policy committee. And so that is why I'm asking the members of the policy committee to voice their concerns if they are in agreement with this. I see Stefania wanted to speak.
I just want to make sure that we are talking about the same thing because we are confused here. So probably you're talking about the informal GNSO meeting tonight. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is an informal gathering over drinks from 6 to 7. It is for GNSO councillors only, but the constituency chairs are invited. So in a way, there's a way of observing what is going on, and it is a coordination meeting. Decisions will not be taken. It's just to, if I understand what our chair, James, wants to do, is to fill the room a little bit.
This is Klaus for the record. I think the important part was at the end what you said, because what Ed said was basically formal, which means that the decisions would be made. If there are no decisions be made, then it's fine.
Okay, there will be no formal decisions made here. It's basically just the PC members talking and coming to come up out with the message they want to send to the...
As long as you tell us later what's coming out, it's fine.
Klaus, and we can discuss it here, so we actually don't have to tell you later what happens here. Marilia, you want to go on?
Yes, so if no one has any objections for us to holding this as a PC meeting in an NCSG open meeting, then maybe we can discuss the recommendations that we have in front of us and discuss some of the language that some of us have put forward or are drafting to accompany our votes. Maybe before that, I know that NPOC had a discussion on the recommendation. Maybe it would be nice for us to hear a report from either Rudy or Klaus or anyone that wants to report that.
Thank you, Rudy, for the transcript. I think I will refer to Sam, who is our policy committee chair, and we have been discussing and he knows about it.
Thank you, Sam.
I intervene a bit just before to clarify that what we are doing here is simply I'm letting Marilia to run this part of the session, so it's not a formal PC policy committee meeting. We're just discussing that item behind the agenda, and we are rounding up policy committee members' points of view, so to have a position here.
We need to vote on this.
I still need a repeat of the question. I was busy reading something.
The question is, you sent an email to the list saying that NPOC discussed your position on the CWG proposal, and I think that a good point for us to start before we look at the recommendations and the text that some of the councillors are thinking about putting forward to accompany their votes is to hear from you on the discussions that you had so everyone can be informed and on the same page.
Okay, I'm not going to go into the detail on the discussions since I would rather have that come out later. I think I correctly reflect the position, and that's that we would prefer comments that accompany the specific recommendations to come out of NCSG rather than separately from NCUC and NPOC, so that there was a kind of consensus, concerted voice that came out. So I would rather not say anything about any of the particular things now, but let them emerge and let my colleagues bring them up as we go through them, because I think there's a strong consensus that it should be, that those should all be distilled down into and go in with NCSG or as independent submissions, but not three sets of submissions from NCUC, NCSG, and NPOC. That's all I'll say for now.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you, and I think that this is the reason why councillors want to put the language here to see if we can make comments as NCSG or not, but that the idea is to discuss together. So that's exactly it. Klaus?
I just would like to add to Sam that We are, what we are trying to do is something, it's called a constructive criticism, in the sense that we are aware about, as more opinions we are giving in, as more ammunition we are giving to the people who are against the transition, and we really want to be careful with that. And as you all know, we all have a lot of problems with a lot of things in there, and we can talk days and days and days about it, but in the interest of the overall transition, I think we have some wonderful comments from Robin and other things, so it's sufficient and we don't have to add anything more to it. But just be aware, our stomachs are hurting too.
Sam.
I wanted to add one more point that I made in discussions yesterday, and this is not the World Cup or FIFA. This is not an encounter where you either win or you lose and the loser goes home. The transition and this accountability language is basically restructuring the playing field or the battlefield where everybody's going to be there after it's over, still defending what they're defending and protecting what they're protecting. So it's not as though we can win a point and lose a point, but we don't win or lose the game. The game goes on.
If I may intervene, please introduce yourself when speaking.
Thank you for the reminder, Tapani. So I completely agree, and I think that this is maybe a good way to proceed, is to proceed as we're going to vote on Wednesday, which is the chair has asked, looking at the package of recommendations from 1 to 12, if there are singular particular recommendations that the councillors want to set apart to be discussed and voted on or present comments on. So at this moment, maybe we should go recommendation by recommendation and open the mic for, well, everyone to participate in the discussion, but particularly for our councillors here flag if they want to set apart this recommendation or not. We need to say this tonight to the GENESO. So, yes, this is Stefania.
Stefania Milan, for the record, just to our NPOC colleagues, there might be diverging views in the room. We also know the statement of support that you have put forward already. And we will try, as GNSO councillor individually, to represent both NCSG and NPOC, as it is fair to do. But probably one different way of looking at the problem is to see the comments you want to submit as sort of footnotes for the implementation. So in a sort of proactive, positive manner, not as complaints, but as like raising a little flag that there might be some problem there and that we need to follow closely what is happening next.
Thank you, Stefania. So let's begin by recommendation number one. Any of our councillors here plan to flag this recommendation tonight as one recommendation that we need a further discussion?
I do.
Ed, can you explain your rationale, maybe, and
yeah,
what
I mean,
you intend to voice?
Recommendation one is a tough one for me because there are a lot of good things in it. Inspection right, investigation right. But what I can't get over is it takes the advisory committees, which have always been different from the SOs, and it makes them decisional participants. The one thing that really gets to me is allowing the government through the GAC to be both a decisional participant but also have special advisory powers. That seems to me to be a little bit double dipping, changes the equation of power within ICON, and I did not get involved in this community to give governments veto power over the decisions of the community. And combined with recommendation 11, that's what this proposal does. So as much as I want to support as much as I can within this report, which I spent a lot of time with Robin, with Matt, with a lot of people here working on, I just can't get over the fact that if I were to vote for recommendations 1 and 11, I'm empowering governments in a way I don't want to empower them. So I will be voting against recommendation 1.
Thank you very much, Ed. Any other comments on this one? Any other councillors would like to raise concerns, flag this particular recommendation? Well, at least we know that there will be one that will be flagged, and the rationale will be more or less, I think, what Ed presented. If there are no other comments on recommendation one, maybe we can move forward to recommendation two. Do any other councillors pretend to flag this recommendation?
Hi, everybody. I can't tell you what I'm going to do with recommendation two. A lot of the same issues, but we also add the issues that recommendation two contains threshold issues. The problem with that is we don't know if the GAC's in or out, and we may have to redo the thresholds once they decide. There has been a statement agreed to by some of us and with the business constituency that addresses our understanding that when we pass recommendations one and recommendations two, that the decision-making bodies will declare beforehand whether they're going to be in or out. So perhaps then we can adjust the thresholds. One of the points we want to make is if one of the five parties decides to opt out, that we will not have any threshold, which is unanimity. In other words, the four remaining groups have to agree in order to exercise powers. So until I see if this letter of understanding is adopted by the entire GNSO, I cannot tell you how I'm going to vote. If we get that understanding as part of the package, I will support recommendation two. If we don't, I will oppose it.
Thank you very much, Ed. Any other comments on recommendation two? I don't see hands up. So let's move on to recommendation three. Any councillors or anyone would like to voice concerns on recommendation?